The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Hey guys, this is Coach Danny here. Welcome to my podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If this is your third, fourth time, fifth time, welcome back. I know I haven't done a lot of episodes lately, but for 2022, I'm going to commit. I'm doing more episodes on here. So welcome back, guys. I'm back. I am Coach Danielle Powell. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. I'm a content creator for YouVersion. I currently have many devotionals on there geared for singles. And I have Thriving in Your Singleness Part 1 and 2. My newest devotional is Affirmations for Singles, Modern Day Rahab, and I have one called God Knows Your Name. Feel free to download YouVersion. It's a great app for, the Bible on the go. I just love it. If you don't always have a physical Bible, you can have YouVersion on your phone. And also, if you're like on your laptop, Bible.com is YouVersion. So I'm just so excited for this episode on today. I just wanted to jump in and give some encouragement and some prayer. So I'm just going to get right into it. I just want to give you guys three things that God is looking to do right now in your life. Number one, God is looking to give you new eyes to see your current situation, changing your mindset to think beyond where you are, and giving you new confidence to walk into places that you belong. So let's talk about God giving you new eyes to see your current situation. Sometimes when we're going through a hard season, things can look hopeless, dark, and even crazy. We already know what we're going through right now in this world with this new variant and everything that's going on. But we know the Lord is covering us in the name of Jesus. Some of you may feel like you're in a wilderness season. The blessings of God feel like they are so far away. You feel like the promises of God is delayed, or you feel like you are being punished for something that you have done. You may question God, like, why am I going through this pain, this hurt, disappointments, or even setbacks? But I'm here to tell you that your wilderness season is a time where God is redefining you for your destiny, preparing you for that promise, disciplining you for your next level. In this season, God is looking to make us over. We know some of us, we have to, work on our attitudes, work on certain things that only God knows about, get rid of things that are not like Him. And God has to remove certain things from us for our next season. And the wilderness season is a time of great testing. Jesus was tested in the wilderness. Matthew 4 and 1, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The greatest person to ever walk this earth was tested, but he stood his ground. What does that mean for all of us on this morning? Yes, your situation may look really bad right now, and the enemy is looking to tempt you with agreeing with defeat, falling into the victim mentality, or just being tempted to throw in the towel. But the Lord is giving you new eyes, hallelujah, new strength, hope, and fortitude to push through all that you are going through. Even in the midst of it all, God is making a way. We all know this verse, Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forward. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness, in rivers in the desert. I know you probably don't feel it right now. You probably don't see it right now, but God is doing a new thing and he is making a way for you and I. Because sometimes messages, God will give us a word and it's, you know, sometimes it's, you know, for people, but it's also, it preaches to ourselves. So I'm going to take that word. God is making a way for me. God is making a way for you. God is doing something new on today. Number two, changing your mindset to think beyond where you are. Some of you may feel like you are sick of that job, they don't treat you right, or they should be paying you more, or you may be stuck in a career right now, and you really need to shift into something new. Or maybe you're in places where you feel like you're not growing, or you feel like you're not being heard. Or maybe you're just experiencing rejection from family, from friends, or rejection from people who you really looked up to. But God is looking to change your mindset to think beyond where you currently are. He did it for Joseph. Genesis 37:23-24. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the robe of many colors that he wore. Then they took him and threw him in a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. So when Joseph was thrown in this pit, I believe, like doing the research I did, they said it was about 30 feet deep. That's really deep, guys. We don't know how long he was down there. Maybe, you know, Bible scholars, they know more, you know, do research and everything. But we don't know how long. If someone knows, feel free to tell me out there. We don't know if Joseph was claustrophobic. Some of you may feel claustrophobic right now where you are. You can't breathe the way you want to, or you feel like your gifts are being suffocated, or your peace is being challenged. Maybe like what Joseph was experiencing. It was dark. It was scary. It probably was cold too. I'm just trying to like visualize everything. But I'm sure Joseph had a moment like, I got dreams, I got visions, I have a future, but now I'm being sold into slavery. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Get it in your mind on today that where I am is not where I will always be. Let's say that again. Where I am is not where I will always be. God is a God of progression. God is always looking to push us forward. God is looking to renew your mind on today. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Excuse me. I tell you guys, this is unscripted. Let your thoughts be of Christ. Sometimes this can be a hard thing when you're going through a really hard season. But allow the Lord to replace your thoughts with his word, with his love, with his truth. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps us from knowing God. We capture these rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. Number three, God has given you new confidence to walk into places that you belong. Sometimes you can be in a hard season for so long, and when God is trying to move you out of that place into a new season, you can, you know, have doubt, or you make an excuse for not moving forward. Many of you right now that is listening, God was preparing you for the last 2 years for major moves, or all the tears, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the lessons are bringing you to this divine moment. God is calling many of you to take your rightful place. God is looking for you to be obedient, to do what God is calling you to do. God is going to give you confidence to go to places you never dreamed of, to complete projects you thought would take years to finish, to be an answer to your community, to be an advocate for a certain cause, to stand in the gap for the youth, to intercede in prayer for your family, for your friends, for your neighbors, for people who need prayer. God has given you new confidence to do it. Esther 5 and 8, if the king regards me with favor and it pleases the king to grant my petition and to fulfill my request, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to the banquet I will prepare for him. Then I will answer the king's question. Just like Esther, she needed confidence to go before the king. She needed confidence to take on this new position of power. And just like Esther, she was called to be an answer for her people. She was called to change a nation. And God anointed her with the confidence and the favor to get the job done. And God is going to do that for many of us on today. God is, you know, giving you the confidence. God is preparing you. Everything that you went through, you got all the wisdom, all the lessons that you needed for your next level. Joshua 1 and 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a day that we've never seen before. I thank you, God, for who you are. You are a matchless king. You are the king of glory, oh God. You are Alpha and Omega, oh God. Lord, we just want to lift you up on today, oh God. We just want to give you glory. We just want to give you honor. Lord, we just thank you for your presence being here in this virtual space, oh God. Lord, we lift up every single person that is listening on today. You know every state, you know every region, you know every country that they are listening from, oh God. We ask that you would touch them, oh God, where they are. Anoint them afresh, oh God. Lord, you know their situation, oh God. You know their prayers, oh God, every desire, every need, oh God. So Lord, we lift up everything to you on today, oh God. Lord, I thank you for singles who pray, oh God. Lord, you know them name by name and one by one, Lord. We thank you for us being a ministry that is trying to be closer to you, oh God. Help us to move closer to you, oh God, in our walk, oh God. Continue to deliver things out of us that's not of you, oh God. Continue, God, to show us, oh God, and show us the things that we need to change, oh God, on our journey, oh God. So Lord, we thank you for how you are taking the singles higher in prayer, oh God. We thank you how you are taking the singles higher in your word, oh God. We thank you for how you are changing our hearts, oh God. We thank you how you are changing our minds on today, oh God. So Lord, I lift up every single that is listening on today, oh God. You know that some of them are looking to find their purpose, oh God. Lord, they're looking to learn their assignment in their season of singleness, oh God. So Lord, we ask that you will do it on their behalf, oh God. The request that they have before you, oh God. The petitions that they have before you, oh God. Lord, continue, God, to grow us in your word. Continue to grow us in prayer, oh God. Continue to grow us in our obedience, oh God. There are some things that you are looking to do in our lives in this season, oh God. But Lord, help us to be obedient on what you are calling us to do, oh God. Lord, We get rid of doubt, oh God, and we replace it with faith on today, oh God. Lord, we replace fear, oh God, on today, oh God. Lord, we replace being a victim to being a victor, oh God. Lord, we claim victory on today, oh God. We claim victory over our situation, oh God. Lord, we cancel and reject any thoughts that is being taken captive by the enemy, oh God. And Lord, we replace every thought with your word, Lord. We replace every negative thought with your power, oh God. Take hold of our minds on today, oh God. Lord, let our minds be of you and is of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are anointing our eyes to see differently of our situation, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are changing our mindsets to think beyond where we are, oh God. Lord, change us in this season of waiting, God. Show us the positive side of where we are, oh God. Give us the lessons that we need to learn in this season, oh God. Lord, I thank you for how you are giving new confidence to the singles to walk in places where they belong, oh God, to do things that were never done before. Lord, we thank you for the assignments that they would take on in this new year, oh God. Lord, we remove discouragement, oh God. We remove doubt that we can't get it done, oh God. Lord, we are going to trust in you, oh God. We are going to have confidence in you, oh God. And Lord, we thank you in advance for the confidence that you will place inside us to get the job done, oh God. So, Lord, anoint every single, oh God, as they go into a new journey with you, oh God, where they go into new places. Oh God, Lord, we pray for the business owners on today, oh God. We pray for the professionals, oh God. We pray for the students that are listening on today. We pray for the mothers, the fathers, oh God, that are singles, oh God. Give them the strength to do what you are calling them to do, oh God. Lord, we lift up any person who needs healing on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, God. Lord, we lift up every single person, you know them name by name, who is suffering from COVID right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we claim that they are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, and there will be no long-lasting effects of this disease, oh God. Lord, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we pray for those who are going through mental illnesses, oh God, because of this hard season of their lives, oh God. Lord, we claim that you will renew their mind, oh God, that we will rebuke any bipolar, depression, anxiety, TSD, oh God. We rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus because, Lord, you are a healer. We believe in healing on today, that you will heal the land, oh God. Lord, you know every sickness, you know every disease that is trying to come upon your people, but we claim healing on today, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you for what you're about to do in this season. Lord, we thank you for a new season that we are in. Lord, we thank you for how you are going to change situations, oh God. We thank you for a renewed mind, oh God. We thank you for new eyes to see your glory, oh God. Lord, we thank you for new eyes to see your power, oh God. Thank you, Lord, we thank you for new ears to hear the word of the Lord. So Lord, we just thank you for this short message, God. Lord, we ask that you would bless every single listener. Let them have a great week, oh God. And we give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you, everyone who listened in on today in this episode. I pray that you have a blessed weekend and stay tuned for the next one. God bless.